Read me romance, read me romance, read me romance, read me romance.
You could take a look in a book, that's fine, or you could sit back, relax, and unwind and
read me romance, read me romance.
Today's episode of Read Me Romance is sponsored by Starburst, because yellows are the best. Welcome back to Read Me Romance!
Yay!
It's Thursday!
We're more than halfway through!
I know, I'm sorry. There's only today and tomorrow left, and Tessa left you with huge blue balls yesterday. So, sorry, but that is all her fault, and she's not here, so fuck her. Today on Read Me Romance, you're going to find out if Kyle can actually win Cameron's hand. I don't know. What do you think, Mel? Do you think he's going to do it? Do you think he's going to win it?
He's already saved her once. I think he can do it again.
We'll see. So I think that's it right now. We just want to again mention the narrators. Thanks to Emma Wilder and Teddy Hamilton for recording this podcast for us or this audio book for us. And last week, Joe Arden and Maxie Mitchell just again show our narrators some love. We really appreciate all the hard work they put into the books, and we're just super excited about that. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe to Read Me Romance. You can find us on Instagram.
Make sure you comment that you've enjoyed our little segments more than you enjoyed Tessa's last week, so we're winning.
Yeah, that we win this week, and it was way better than her shit last week on our book. But, find us on Instagram, and the pre-order for this book, Renaissance Man, is live. You can go on Amazon and grab that. There's going to be bonus contents in there just to remind you to go get that.
And check out social media, because I've been posting stuff about new releases and all kinds of things for you guys if you're looking for something to read.
Giveaways and just, there's tons of shit everywhere. So, and Tessa's new release, Mouth to Mouth. Get that, because it sounds fucking awesome. So, we'll see you guys after this chapter, and enjoy!
Chapter 4. Putting on a suit of armor while sporting the most painful blue balls of his lifetime was going on his top 10 list of least favorite activities. What led up to those blue balls, however, took the top spot on his favorite list. Christ, this woman did things to him, made him hunger, made him feel like he stood on shaky ground, made him think and laugh and wish things were different. What if things could be different? What if someday he learned to stay in one place? And Cameron was also in that place, with him. With a building pressure in his chest, Kyle clinked his way into the arena, raising his jousting lance above his head when the crowd broke into whistles and applause. His exasperated opponent was already seated on top of a horse. A second stallion waited for Kyle to mount. He caught a flash of pink out of the corner of his eye and knew Cameron had returned to her seat. Something inside of Kyle relaxed at having her safe and close by. "I'll say one thing for you," the announcer droned into the microphone. "You definitely like to build the suspense." "Yeah," Kyle's opponent said from atop his horse. "You're going to make me late for my loot lesson." "We can't have that," Kyle muttered, setting down his lance and taking the reins of his horse, preparing to get on. Unfortunately, the horse was in no mood to cooperate. Before Kyle could throw his leg over the back of the animal, it whinnied and pranced sideways, avoiding him. He tried again and was thwarted once more, so he stepped back to drag a hand down his face. "Any suggestions, fellas?" Kyle couldn't be sure, but he thought he heard a laugh coming from inside his opponent's helmet. "Maybe he doesn't appreciate a tardy rider." "Gentlemen," the announcer broke in, holding his hand over the microphone. "Try speaking gently to the horse," he directed at Kyle. "Finesse him a little bit." "Finesse?" Kyle pinched the bridge of his nose. "Fucking A." He chanced to look up at Cameron in the stands and found her burying her face in the material of her dress, her shoulders shaking with laughter. Sighing through a smile, Kyle ran a hand along the horse's flanks, over his neck and head. "Listen, man," he whispered to the horse. "We need to work together here. Haven't you ever felt a certain way about a mare? Like maybe you could hang around the paddock a while longer if she's in it?" Yeah, I see that look in your eye. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So let's beat loot lessons, guy, all right? You with me? Hell, if the horse didn't roll his eyes at Kyle. But this time the animal remained stationary and let him climb on. A man in a court jester costume scurried over from the sidelines and handed Kyle the padded tip lance he'd left on the ground. Thanks. Recalling the informal riding lessons he'd taken from a rancher during the week his parents camped in Wyoming, Kyle gave the horse's sides a gentle kick and clicked his tongue, surprised when the animal actually complied. On the way to his starting point, Kyle glanced over at the perimeter of the arena and saw Jason and Naomi standing there with snow cones in hand, their jaws on the ground. "Told you I'd find something to keep me busy," Kyle called to his friend. "If I don't make it, delete my browser history." Kyle turned the horse and faced Loot Lessons Guy, who was raring to go at the far opposite side of the barrier. The announcer had shoved off to his place in front of the audience and produced a red flag. "Brave knights," he said, after going through a brief set of rules. "You have shown great courage and advanced to the final round of our 9th annual jousting tournament. A round of applause, if you please." The clapping subsided after a few moments. "The man who emerges victorious will claim a date with our illustrious king's fair daughter." Jason's hearty laugh reached Kyle, and he gave his friend the finger. But he was smiling thanks to Cameron giving a beauty pageant wave and drawing a wealth of whistles from the audience. "If you are ready, men, please raise your lances and prepare to do battle." "Here goes nothing," Kyle muttered as the flag went down. He kicked the horse into action, keeping the lance steady, its padded, non-deadly tip pointed at Loot Lessons Guy. He retreated into a zone he hadn't been inside of since the service, a calm settling over him. The sounds of the stadium faded into a hum, and time slowed down. As the other rider approached, he took stock of the man's lance position and adjusted his own, tightening his grip. It made contact with the lower part of his opponent's breastplate, jostling the man in the saddle. But he reacted like he'd been shot, throwing his hands up in the air theatrically and shouting a denial. The atmosphere around Kyle turned to a normal speed, and he slowed the horse, dismounting to the sound of the crowd's loud approval. He laid a hand on the horse's neck and scratched, handing the reins to the court jester a few seconds later. "Brave knight, Kyle Musgrave of Nashville, I summon you forth to receive the hand of this fair maiden." Kyle stripped off his armor one piece at a time on his way to face the king and Cameron. Single-stem flowers flew from all directions out of the stands and landed at his feet, but he paid attention to none of it. The adrenaline pumping in his veins had nothing to do with the competition he'd just succeeded in winning. No, that was Cameron making his blood race. She stood so beautifully beside her future stepfather, cheeks blooming with color as the announcer signaled her forward to a platform elevated just above where Kyle stood. Before the announcer could rattle off another mixture of old and new English into the microphone, Kyle plucked it out of his hands. "Cameron." Her brown eyes shot wide.
"Yes?"
"Do you want to go on this date with me, sweetheart?"
The edges of her mouth softened into a smile, telling Kyle she understood his intent.
She'd been presented as the prize, but here in front of everyone, he wanted to make it clear she was making the choice to be claimed.
"Yes, Kyle Musgrave," she announced. "I want to go on a date with you."
He tossed the microphone back to the announcer, just in time to catch Cameron, who jumped into his arms. They smiled at each other as he walked them down the hallway and out of the arena. Applause followed them down the path toward the entrance, and it didn't take long until they encountered Jason, Naomi, and the baby, who was fast asleep against his father's chest.
"Jesus, I leave you for 1 hour," Jason drawled.
Kyle chuckled. "Jason, Naomi," he hefted her higher against his chest.
"This is Cameron."
Cameron tapped him on the shoulder.
"You can put me down now."
"I like you where you are," Kyle responded, grunting.
Cameron made an exasperated sound, but finally turned a dazed smile on his friends. Nice to meet you both, even in these totally bizarre circumstances. Naomi's hands were clasped together beneath her chin, her gaze bouncing back and forth between Kyle and Cameron. Jason, isn't this just the most romantic thing you've ever seen in your life? He blinked at his wife.
If you're not including me showing up in Charleston...
Oh, she said, waving him off. That was pretty good, too.
Pretty good?
Naomi ignored Jason. Kyle, you take this woman on a proper date now, do you hear me? I won't hear of anything less from a southern man.
Kyle whispered a silent apology to his blue balls. Apparently they would be a deep shade of navy a while longer.
Yes, Naomi.
Mouth twitching, Jason jerked his chin toward the entrance.
Go on, I'm calling us an Uber with a baby seat.
No, I'll drive you back to my place.
Won't hear of it.
Jason split another look between him and Cameron, his expression reminding Kyle of a man who'd just learned a juicy secret.
Go on, get.
Kyle didn't need to be told twice. He wrapped his arms as tight as they would go around Cameron and went.
I mean, I guess it depends, Cameron breathed as they stopped at a red light. What's your version of a date? I have granola bars and Fanta at my apartment. We could picnic on the living room floor. Boom, date. Kyle made a pained sound that echoed exactly how she was feeling.
If I get you on the floor, sweetheart, we're not having a picnic.
He reached across the console and squeezed her thigh.
We can do better than orange soda.
There's nothing better than orange soda.
See?
He winked at her as they rolled into the intersection.
Fanta fetishes are the kind of things I'm supposed to learn about you on a date.
Cameron sighed through a laugh, but inwardly she was ordering herself not to climb onto Kyle's lap while the vehicle was in motion. Had she ever been this turned on in her entire life? No, absolutely not. She might have steamed up her reading glasses with some sexy books in her time, but even those fictional heroes couldn't compare to the real live one driving her home. Kyle's shirt was sweaty from being underneath the suit of armor. His tricep flexed every time he turned the wheel, and that smile. The promise of debauchery behind it had Cameron squirming in the passenger seat. Oh, an idea occurred to her. There's an ice cream shop on my block. That's date material, isn't it? Kyle scrubbed at his jaw.
Still doesn't seem good enough.
Cameron blew out a breath and signaled Kyle to make a right. What's your idea of an ideal date, anyway?
Don't know, sweetheart,
he said.
I don't go on them very often.
You're a lying liar pants. The lines around his eyes crinkled in amusement.
No, I'm not usually.
His good humor faded in degrees.
I don't stay in one place for long. Dating leads to expectations, and that isn't fair to anyone.
His frown built, a muscle shifting in his cheek.
Is this unfair to you, Cameron?
Yes, that was the answer that sprang to mind. She'd just had the most incredible experience with Kyle at the fair. Now she'd go on one single date with him and they would end up in bed. With the attraction pulling them together like magnets, that ending was simply inevitable. Her heart warned her she would never forget him, that every man would be compared to him going forward. But it wasn't unfair, was it? He'd been honest with her. And if she didn't reach out, take this experience, and revel in it for all it was worth, she'd regret it. No, it's not. I know the score. With her apartment building coming into view ahead, Cameron took a bracing breath and looked over at Kyle. And I still want this. I want you. Feeling herself flush beneath his scrutiny, she waved a hand at the approaching curb. This is my place. You can park anywhere. Kyle did as she asked, turning off the car and rounding the back bumper to open the door for her. She took Kyle's offered hand, allowing herself to be pulled from the car. With their bodies a mere inch apart, he wet his lips and zeroed in on her mouth. At the last second, though, his nostrils flared and he stepped back, leading her in the direction of the ice cream shop. So, willing her optimism to the fore, Cameron bumped a still-frowning Kyle with her shoulder. Since you don't date, allow me to guide you through the correct process step by step. Still appearing distracted, Kyle opened the door of the ice cream shop, rubbing the small of her back as she walked past.
I'll try and keep up.
They stopped in front of the glass case containing 2 dozen colors and flavors of ice cream. The date will start off pretty well. You'll compliment me, ask me about my family, and we'll find something in common. And then, before I can take my second bite of ice cream, the deal breakers will commence. He cut her a sideways glance.
What do you consider a deal breaker?
Just got out of a serious relationship, orders water with no ice, wants to talk about his college backpacking trip, checks his phone more than 9 times before the appetizer. Kyle turned to face her, brushing his knuckles over her cheek and sighing.
What kind of useless men have you been dating, sweetheart?
Cameron became transfixed by the sincerity in his eyes. I don't know. I can't remember a single one of them right now. Something primal flared in Kyle's face, and he leaned in to kiss her.
Can I help you?
Came a voice from behind the counter. Kyle and Cameron shared a frustrated laugh and placed their orders, Kyle going with Rocky Road and Cameron settling on Tutti Frutti. They walked with their ice cream cones back toward her apartment, Kyle playing with her fingers where their free hands dangled between them.
How did things go with Harry?
Cameron ordered herself to focus, even though there definitely needed to be a law against Kyle licking ice cream in public. Holy cheese. He wasn't shy about it. Really well, actually. She shook her head. My mother was the jousting prize at last year's Renaissance Fair, and the year before. Kyle hooted.
Get out of town.
It's true. Apparently, being pimped out is my legacy. She took a bite of her ice cream, noticing Kyle's lingering attention on her mouth, the low rumbling sound he made. I guess I've been so busy since college, I haven't made enough time to work on our relationship. She had to resort to publicly humiliating me just so we would have something in common. With a wrinkled brow, he drew her hand to his mouth, kissing the back.
You weren't humiliated, were you, sweetheart?
Not at the end, she murmured. You made sure of that. He turned her hand over, kissing the inside of her wrist.
Was there a method to her madness, or was it just madness?
No, it worked. Cameron made the realization as she spoke. I can't wait to laugh with her about it tomorrow at the wedding. Kyle's mouth curved into a smile against her wrist.
Good,
he said.
Are you a bridesmaid?
No, it's a small ceremony, she murmured. I mean, thank goodness I'm not a bridesmaid, right? I don't think I could go another day in chiffon. This is your one and only date with him. That reminder made Cameron want to learn as much as she could, because she was apparently a masochist. How do you know Jason and Naomi?
Jason and I met overseas, served together.
His eyes twinkled briefly.
I once stole a boat to get him to a medic. He had a stab wound in his back.
Cameron swallowed. You say that so casually. They didn't break eye contact for several beats.
Makes it easier.
He cleared his throat.
He saved me a few times, too. We've been through too many scrapes to count. Enough that I felt comfortable crashing on his couch in Florida one weekend. Come to find out, he has a tenant living above his garage, Naomi, and they're fighting the love something fierce.
The fondness in his laughter made her smile.
It was only a matter of time.
They reached her building, and she handed Kyle her ice cream so she could unlock the door, but she fumbled them as nerves began attacking from all sides. Positioned behind her as she finally inserted the key into the lock, Kyle's mouth roamed up the side of her neck, his breath carrying the scent of chocolate and marshmallows.
What are you wearing?
A moan slipped out. Like, right now?
To the wedding, sweetheart.
Oh, The door opened, and she almost stumbled forward into the vestibule, but caught herself at the last second. Green silk? Kind of halter situation? She sent Kyle a look over her shoulder, finding his gaze predatory while it roamed over her bottom. I'm on the first floor. He took a giant bite out of his ice cream, licking the excess from his lips.
You want any more of this?
No. Without looking, he tossed both half-eaten cones into the lobby trash can and dusted off his hands.
Lead the way, Cameron.
Oh, God. Her sex clenched, her legs wobbling as she climbed the stairs. Was she really bringing this man into her apartment for a one-night stand? One-night stands were supposed to be casual, scratching an itch and moving on. No muss, no fuss. Meanwhile, she could just as easily picture Kyle waking up beside her and discussing his plans for the day. Walking through her door after a day at work, kissing her, asking what they should cook for dinner. Stop, Cameron. She'd made the decision to live in the moment with Kyle and not think about tomorrow. She wasn't changing her mind. Couldn't, when her body needed him this badly. In the name of survival, she needed to stop wondering if her heart needed him just as much. When they entered her apartment and Kyle boosted her onto the narrow entry table, his hands already climbing her thighs, thoughts of tomorrow fled under the rush of desperate, consuming hunger.
Cameron,
he gritted against her panting mouth. Kyle, she hiccuped, allowing the ensuing kiss to pull her under. Kyle, she hiccuped, allowing the ensuing kiss to pull her under.
Okay. What did you think? No, it was super exciting. We hope you loved it. There's just so much more that's going to happen in the last chapter. I know you guys, I'm not going to spoil anything, but just hold tight. I promise.
We're almost there.
Almost there. So,
if you're looking for something to hold you over until then, yep. Kennedy Fox, they have a book out this, today actually. And it's about a playboy and an author's assistant who fall in love, or she falls for him when she knows she shouldn't be. And you should check it out. I can't wait to. So far, I don't get to see the cover, and I always enjoy looking at their covers. So I don't have much to go on.
They get great ones.
They always do cute designs.
I love them so much. They were so nice when we met them, like in person. Yeah, they have great designs. They have great designs so much on their packaging that we stole their idea. So they sent a book to a blogger, and the blogger was so excited about the packaging, she held it up, and I screenshot the picture that the blogger showed, and I sent it to Mel, and I was like, why aren't we doing this? This is such a great idea. And it's this really cute, like, pink bag that the books come in, and they're this really cute, like, fox sticker with their logo, and I was like, let's get on this, because it's adorable. So, sorry guys, we stole that.
Thank you for those links.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Again, Tessa's book, Mouth to Mouth, is live.
Links for that will be on pre-order. Yeah, for all of that, I'll put Kennedy Fox's link too, so that you can grab that one.
Yep, and again, the characters that are mentioned in the book, Naomi and Jason, that are friends with Kyle, that are in the book, that is from Runaway Girl. So if you want to know more about that couple, you can go get Runaway Girl and the companion book to it as well, Getaway Girl. So I think that's it.
Do we have any last shit to say about Tessa?
I know, right? Like, what else should we say about her before she joins us on Friday?
I don't know. Maybe I need some alone time where I can talk shit on both of you guys. Because I could go for a while.
Are you kidding? This is some bullshit. Oh, so this is where the truth comes out, okay? Truth and confession and podcasting. I see how this is going to go.
I tell all these people what you guys have been putting me through with boxes and stuff. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You just wait till you're not on this podcast, bitch. You got it coming. That's fine. Next week, I'm going to go solo and be like, y'all remember when Mel said that? Listen up.
All right, you guys. We'll see you tomorrow with Tessa.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Read me romance. Read me romance. Read me romance. Read me romance.
You could take a look in a book, that's fine. Or you could sit back, relax, and unwind and read me romance. Read me romance.